WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My Son's Story is the newest novel by white South African writer Nadine Gordimer. It's the story of a family torn apart when the father becomes politically active in the underground struggle against apartheid and has an affair with a white woman who works for a human rights organization. The family in the story is of mixed race or colored. I asked Nadine Gordimer why that particular group became the focus of her novel.
Well, I really don't know why. It just occurred to me in that way, but I think maybe subconsciously a mixed-race family stands for all of us, black, white, and in between, because we are so mixed up together. Our fate is totally interdependent. So maybe it's symbolic of that, but it's an unconscious choice.
The kind of mingling, then, of
yes.
The races.
And, of course, also there in the liberation movements, in particularly in the African National Congress, and in the trade unions, there's a tremendous mixture of people. One doesn't bother to distinguish whether somebody is black or coloured, or Indian. They're all in the liberation struggle together.
What keeps you in South Africa?
It's my home.
It's that simple?
Yes.
And complicated?
I mean, you have many injustices. You go through all sorts of bad times in America, but it doesn't make you leave. If you care about them, then you try to counter them or act against them. You don't run away.
Being a writer in South Africa, has that forced you to be a more public person than you might have been in another country?
Oh, yes. It's not my nature to be a public person at all, and writing is the most solitary of occupations. But I guard that solitude for my work, but I'm also a human being, I'm a citizen, and I'm a white South African. I think white South Africans have a special responsibility. We are responsible for the society, privileged society we've been born into by this has been created by the people who went before us, the whites who conquered and settled. I think there's a special responsibility there, so that as a person, I have felt that I have had to become something of an activist, that I couldn't just say, no, I'm a writer, that's the end of it.
Are writers like yourself considered a threat in South Africa, and are novels as threatening as a newspaper article?
No, not at all. It's not what you write. It's what you do as a citizen that puts you at risk. God knows people are imprisoned for all sorts of reasons in South Africa, have been and still are, but not for books that they've written, not for imaginative literature, not even for very hard-hitting nonfiction exposés of what happens in detention, for example. A book might be banned, but the writer, you don't go to prison for what you've written, but writers, particularly black writers, tend to be regarded, right, you're a writer, you're articulate, you have the word, you have the written word, so you have a special responsibility to speak for your people and to take part in an active part in the liberation movement. So then people get drawn into revolutionary activity.
Do you feel then, as a writer, that you are then marginalized by your own country, your own government, if what you write is not, I guess, strong enough to get you thrown in jail?
I think it's a very strange way to look at it. No, I consider that it's my actions that have to be judged there, not my books, so that you don't have to feel marginalized. I mean, as a writer, I started writing very young. I started writing because I wanted to make sense of life. To me, writing is an exploration. I happen to be born and living in a very complex society in which I myself am emotionally involved, so that what comes into my books is, I suppose, highly political. But it is what is there. It's what I know. It's what I'm learning every day.
I understand that you just joined the African National Congress. Is that true?
Yes.
I'm curious why you joined it now.
Well, you couldn't join it before because it was banned. So there was nowhere to go and sign up, so to speak. I've long been a supporter of the African National Congress, but I couldn't be a card-carrying member because it was not possible. It didn't exist. But once the ANC was unbanned, for me it was a happy and an emotional moment to be able to identify officially in this way.
And is it a matter of going to their office and filling out a form?
Filling out a little form,
paying
yes.
Paying your dues and...
That's right. And these offices have been opened up all over the place. And it so happened that the one I went to was run by an old friend. So that it was really very nice.
What changes have you noticed in South Africa since Mandela was released from prison back in February?
Well, you know, the obvious changes are that the political rallies, the possibility of people who not just the people who were on Robben Island and in Polsmoor Prison with Nelson, but others who lived a precarious life, that now they were able to be quoted in newspapers, that they were able to speak at public meetings, that that you could walk around wearing an ANC T-shirt. You know, this was just something that was a criminal offence before. So there was this sense of freedom and release. I think that obviously we all felt rather euphoric and didn't want to think for the first few weeks about the tremendous problems that were still going to come up. But I think everybody, after all those years when our leaders were in prison and when the movements were banned, when ANC was banned, I think people had a right to feel a little euphoric for a while before facing the difficulties.
And would you say that euphoria has worn off at this point?
Well, I think we've come down to earth with a sense of reality. There are also some things I think that we underestimated. For instance, the right-wing extremists, white right-wing extremists, they seem to be a little body of cranks. I remember that before Nelson Mandela came out, when Walter Sisulu and others were released from prison in October last year, exactly a year ago, there was the first rally. And there were threats from the white right-wing that they were going to come and kill everybody there, they were going to break up the thing. But they didn't come. So one felt, you see, these are empty threats. But since then, I don't know whether they have gained. They've probably gained some ground since the talks began between the government and the African National Congress. And now they are something to worry about. I think we also hadn't thought about the loyalty of the police force. The police force, after all, responsible for keeping order. They are, at a conservative estimate, 95% not in favour of President de Klerk's negotiations. They belong to the right-wing organisations, the various stages of right-wing organisations, the big ones and the little ones. So that is a rather dangerous position. And that is why it's clear from evidence that they don't act in a totally disinterested and dispassionate and fair manner when there are scenes of violence. They don't just stop it. They're rather inclined to hang back because they want to see negotiations towards a settlement sabotaged. They want to see them wrecked.
What do you then see for South Africa's future and I guess looking ahead to this year and then beyond?
Well, it's very, very difficult. And I think it's most important that in America and other countries outside South Africa, it's all very well to give Nelson a ticker tape reception. And God knows he certainly merited it. He's a great man and a great man in the world today. But, you know, ticker tape gets swept into the gutter the next day. I think it's very important for this country, this government, and the people in America to support the ANC with money and with moral support. Since Mandela came, President de Klerk has come. And he seems to have made, he didn't exactly get a ticker tape welcome, but he was made very welcome in government circles and in high finance and business circles. I think that there could be a danger that in this country people begin to see the future South Africa from the point of view of the white man again, and not to see it from the point of view of the black majority looking for toward a non-racial South Africa.
And what part do you see yourself playing?
Well, I'm a writer, and I'll go on writing because that's what I know how to do best. And my object there really is, like all writers, to provide the pleasures of the text, the imagery, the insights into people's lives. And in my life as a human being, of course, I'll continue to be active where I feel I can be of use.
Nadine Gordimer's new novel is My Son's Story.